KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have mostly cloudy skies and your temperature at 20 degrees. We look for cloudy skies today with some scattered flurries and a high of 32. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in state and local news on KJAN. Red Oak Police report the arrest Friday afternoon of an Elliott man on an active Montgomery County warrant. 21-year-old Devin Michael Thompson was taken into custody at around 3 p.m. on the warrant for a controlled substance violation. Thompson was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 bond. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers on Friday said one person was taken into custody in connection with the theft of an SUV from Indiana. Officers arrested 22-year-old Marshall Muhammad Graham of South Bend, Indiana, at around 1:45 p.m. for felony theft of a motor vehicle. Authorities allege Graham was in possession of a white 2000 Ford Expedition that was reported stolen from South Bend, Indiana, on Thursday, March 9th. Graham was taken into custody without incident and with the assistance of the Page County Sheriff's deputies in the parking lot of the Timber Creek Apartments at 1010 North 16th Street in Clarinda. He was booked into the Page County Jail and held on $5,000 bond. The investigation is ongoing. A traffic stop in Adams County Friday late morning resulted in the arrest on a drug charge of a woman from Nebraska. The Adams County Sheriff's Office says 19-year-old Yasmin Spivey of Omaha was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia after her vehicle was pulled over around 10:37 a.m. and a consent search resulted in the recovery of a marijuana pipe. Spivey was booked into the Adams County Jail where her bond was set at $300. Officials with the Cass County Health System said Friday several scholarships are available to area students through the Cass County Health System and its affiliate organizations. CCHS offers a $1,000 scholarship to Southwest Iowa students pursuing a four-year degree in a health-related career. The application deadline is April 1st. And Cass County Memorial Hospital Auxiliary provides grant and aid scholarships for students pursuing a health-related career. That application deadline is March 31st. And the Cass County Memorial Hospital Foundation offers the Louis and Elsie Hansen Memorial Scholarships for graduates of a Cass County high school who will be attending a medical or nursing school leading to an MD, RN, or LPN degree. The application deadline for that is April 3rd. Applications are available on the Cass County Health System website at casshealth.org and can be turned into the Human Resources Office or Cass County High School Guidance Offices by those deadlines. For more information, contact Sarah Nelson, Director of Public Relations at 712-243-7408. A woman has pled not guilty to a charge related to a chase in a Sioux City man's gunfight with a sheriff's deputy. The Sioux City Journal reports that 27-year-old Brittany Hood of Sioux City entered the plea Thursday to a charge of eluding. Authorities say she was driving a vehicle carrying 24-year-old Melvin Spencer and another man on February 26 when a deputy tried to pull her over. Prosecutors say she sped away but finally stopped and fled on foot into a field where the deputy caught her. Authorities say Spencer then drove away in the vehicle and later exchanged shots with another deputy. The other man in the vehicle was wounded. Spencer's been charged with attempted murder. The Palo Alto County Sheriff's Office said late Friday afternoon residents of three households that were evacuated near the site of a train derailment and fire in northwest Iowa County have been allowed to return home. The department says the three homes were each at least a half mile from the site where the ethanol-fueled fire was still burning late Friday afternoon. The derailment occurred at around 1 a.m. Friday near Grettinger and sent 27 tanker cars, each carrying 25,000 gallons of ethanol, off the tracks. The sheriff's office says two crew members escaped unharmed. No injuries have been reported. Iowa DNR Field Office Supervisor Ken Heisenus said Friday afternoon that there was a pretty big explosion at around 2:30 p.m. at the site, but that officials expect the fire to have burned out by today, allowing investigators and railroad crews to better assess the damage then. He says it did not appear any significant amounts of ethanol had spilled into a creek at the derailment site after staff from his agency checked downstream. Heisenus says a water sample from the creek hadn't yet been lab tested, but said the water appeared uncontaminated after a smell test. Earlier in the day Friday, the National Transportation Safety Board said it was sending some of a 15-member investigation team from the site of a fatal train collision on the Mississippi coast to rural northwest Iowa to look into a derailment that caused the ethanol-fueled fire. Some members of the team will be coming from Biloxi, Mississippi, where the agency is investigating a Tuesday crash in which a Texas tour bus was hit by a freight train at a crossing, killing four. Other members of the investigative team heading to Iowa come from NTSB headquarters in Washington. The former UNI professor who created an international sensation with his 1992 novel The Ridges of Madison County has died at his home in Texas. Robert James Waller was 77. He was born in Rockford and after graduating from UNI later taught economics at the school and served 6 years as business school dean. His idea for the novel, spurred by a trip to the Bridges to take photos, catapulted him into international fame. The novel was turned into a movie shot in Madison County that starred Meryl Streep and Clint Eastwood, and also a Broadway musical. The novel reached number one on the New York Times bestseller list and stayed on the list for more than 3 years. The Madison County Chamber of Commerce's website has a post that says they are sincerely saddened by Waller's death. Tourism director Teddy Yeager says the impact of Waller's trip there is still felt here yet today.
Last year alone, we had over 11,000 people come through our Welcome Center, and the primary reason are still the covered bridges and the impact that the book and movie made on them.
The book is about the romance between a National Geographic photographer, Robert Kincaid, and an Iowa farm wife, Francesca Johnson, during Kincaid's assignment to shoot the bridges. Yeager says you could never measure the total impact Waller's writing had on the area, but could simply say it put the bridges of Madison County on the map.
There are other places around the country that have covered bridges. What's special about the bridges here in Madison County is that emotional connection people made through the narrative of the book and in the beautiful film and even musical. And they come and they make their own emotional connection with them.
Yeager says if a Seattle native who has her own bridges story from herself as a Seattle native who has her own bridges story from a visit 15 years ago.
My now husband actually proposed to me on the Roseman Bridge. So we were just visiting here, and he popped the question, and here we are all these years later living here in Winterset. So there are thousands and thousands of stories. Just a quick, you know, visit out to any of the bridges, and you'll get to read those inscriptions and see those carvings, all of those initials and names and hearts. Those are all thousands of stories and connections that people have made with our bridges.
The book sold more than 50 million copies worldwide, and along with the movie and musical, Yeager says there are some who don't know the story is fiction.
We occasionally get people here in our Welcome Center who really think or believe that there was a Robert Kincaid and a Francesca Johnson, and when we have to sadly inform them that they were fictional characters, they've broken into tears. So they would like to believe that they were really here and really existed.
Waller moved to Texas to get away from all the attention that the ridges of Madison County brought. He donated the original manuscript to UNI in 2015 and has also made donations to the school for scholarships and the Robert James Waller Professorship in Economics. A friend of Waller says he died from complications of pneumonia and cancer. That's a look at some of the latest in the local news. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements here this morning. Mary Louise Hansen, age 97 of Council Bluffs, died Tuesday at Bethany Lutheran Home. A massive Christian burial for Mary Louise Hansen will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Walnut. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Christopher Bennett White, the one-month-old son of Christina Glover and Joel White of Atlantic, died Monday. Funeral services for Christopher White will be held on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Marjorie Kusel, age 93 of Manning, died Wednesday at Manning Plaza in Manning. Funeral services for Marjorie Kusel will be held on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. OD Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Brenda Steffens, age 56 of Emmitsburg, died Wednesday. Memorial services for Brenda Steffens will be held on Sunday at 5 p.m. at the Fouts Funeral Home in Dunlop. Roy Allen Van Arnum, age 69 of Ida Grove, died Wednesday at the Salem Lutheran Home and Rehabilitation Center in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Roy Van Arnam will be held on Monday at 2 p.m. at the Exira Lutheran Church. The Christensen Van Houten Funeral Home of Ida Grove has the arrangements. William Dean Petty, age 76, of rural Elliott, died Thursday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Visitation with the family of William Petty will be on Monday from 5 to 7:30 p.m. at the Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Richard Melvin Schomer, age 62, of Omaha, died February 6th at home. A celebration of life open house for Richard Schomer will be held on April 8th at 2 p.m. at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Jeff Neighbors, age 48, of Anita, died Tuesday at the Anita Medical Center. Private family services for Jeff Neighbors will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. Charles R. Sandhorst, age 96, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Charles R. Sandhorst are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. John Yarger, age 95, of Messina, died Friday at home. Funeral services for John Yarger are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Pat Schaefer, age 83, of Greenfield, died Friday at the Greenfield Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center in Greenfield. Funeral services for Pat Schaefer are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. That's a look at your latest in news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.